Wicklow County Council passed a motion this week calling on the government to recognise and address the issue of parental alienation, where children are manipulated to turn against one of the parents when the relationship between the parents breaks down. The motion was put forward by Fianna Fáil councillor Tommy Ansley, who said both men and women are guilty of carrying out this type of revenge measure, with the children suffering the most. He told the council last Monday that since he first put the motion down a year ago, he has heard of numerous cases of parental alienation in his own constituency of Arklow. Wicklow is the 29th local authority around the country to support the motion. And we've had contact with parents around the county on the issue and wondering how it's affecting them and their children. Well, a quote from one mother says, "It was like the brains of my children got rewired and they suddenly believed white was black. They aligned with the stronger parent and chose to hate. I became totally erased from their lives." On the line, we're joined by a spokesperson for the Alienated Children First, the organisation that represents the alienated children and their parents, and that's Ken Joyce. Hi, Ken.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Okay, thanks for joining us. Thin line between love and hate, of course, and manifestation of this is what we're talking about. How prevalent is this?
Well, our indicative research suggests that it's responsible for about 10% of suicides in Ireland. So that'll give you some indication. Alienated Children First currently have 3,600 parents on our books. And as you can imagine, by the time they discover what it's called, which is parental alienation abuse, there is a long lead time, not to mention then they have to try and discover where we are and how to get in touch with us and that. So I would suggest that there's a good deal more parents out there than the 3,600 on our books. But
What's the spectrum of this, Ken? I mean, does it go from bad mouthing to actual manipulation?
That's a great question. Yes, it does. That's exactly how it works. It's kind of an ever decreasing circle towards Hades. It starts, you know, the father or mother will say the other parent isn't looking after the child properly, and then as they see they get away with that, they'll then go on to say, "Oh, actually, the other parent is reckless with the children and is endangering them by not putting the seatbelts on." And then it'll go to, "Oh, the other parent has a drink problem," or "the other parent has a drug problem." And eventually it'll go to, "Oh, the children really don't like them." And eventually it ends up in a situation where the other parent is often accused of even physically beating the children or sexually abusing them. And therein lies a big rub, Declan, because there's a big difference between children who are being disgustingly abused by a parent and children who are being parentally alienated using false accusations against them. And that is the difference between abuse and parental alienation abuse. Parental alienation is where everything is manufactured specifically for the purpose of alienating a parent from their child.
And have many of these cases come through in separation through the family courts?
Dr. Roisin O'Shea did the most prevalent and up-to-date report on this. She's from Waterford. And she maintains that of the cases she witnessed, which were in excess of 1,000, I believe, with the minister's permission, she was allowed into court to do some research. She maintains that of cases where custody and access is in dispute, about 24% of them include parental alienation. So, yes, a very, very big number. Parental alienation, of course, is a lifelong and multi-generational disorder, so many of these horrific things that happen to children in their young age, the children then go on to do it themselves. Very, very insidious, very nasty. It leads to, it manifests usually in around 17, 18 years of age. The children will start to not always, but can start to self-harm, and then they can't have relationships. They end up being depressed, substance abuse, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, and an inability to function normally in day-to-day life as a result.
Yeah, and just back to the family court, is there any recourse to the original settlement?
The family law courts in Ireland, as you possibly know, are currently under review. And that's what, in fact, motivated our petition in the first place. The family law courts are currently covered by the in-camera rule, which means that no one's allowed to discuss what happens in the family law courts, which means that if you're the victim of parental alienation, you're not allowed to tell anyone. And if you do, you will be hauled back in before the courts and held in breach of camera, and you can be sent to jail, and people have been. And that is one of the great reasons that this disorder is allowed to continue and to propagate, is because it's silenced. It's very like the situation we had in the late 70s and 80s with the church abuse, sex abuse of the children. It's the same kind of situation where the judiciary don't really want to deal with the issue, so we'll move that priest to a place down the country, and then the problem will go away. Of course, it doesn't. It just gets worse, and that's precisely what's happening here again. And in 20 years' time, they will make movies about how did the judiciary allow this to happen? Did they not realize it was happening? It's absolutely disgraceful. Look at the number of children whose lives are ruined that don't need to be ruined. Everybody knew it was happening. And they will all plead, well, we had no legislation, and we didn't understand it properly, which is all true. And in their defense, they do the very best they can, but their hands are tied because there is no change to the legislation, and the legislation doesn't get changed because nobody hears about parental alienation, because you're not allowed to talk about it on pain of being put in jail or being in breach of the in-camera rule. To which end, we were party to the law reform, the joint committee which was appointed in the Oireachtas by Charlie Flannery, Charlie Flanagan, in 2019, in which one of the recommendations of that report, recommendation 36, actually stipulates that the government needs to address this issue of parental alienation, which they describe as destructive and life-lasting. Now, there is currently nothing whatsoever in Irish law about parental alienation. It doesn't even get mentioned, despite the fact that it is regularly mentioned in the courtroom in Ireland. And in fact, in April last year in Ennis, Judge Larkin actually cited parental alienation as the offence having been committed. So, if you like, it's on the statute book anecdotally, but it is not yet in legislation, and that's what this campaign is all about, is to try and motivate the
Wicklow, now the 29th local authority, to support the motion.
Fantastic.
So what difference does that make, or what difference do you hope it makes?
Well, I mean, out of 31 possible counties, having 29 of them sign up, I mean, that's a pretty compelling argument, you would have to say, to any government. And, you know, we've had huge support from Deputy Jennifer Carol McNeil, has been supporting this from the outset. We're very fortunate in that Deputy James Brown has now become the Minister for State for Law Reform, and he already is fully conversant with the damage that parental alienation does. So having the backing of 29 out of 31, and possibly even more to come, to bring into the government and say, look, this is what the people think, this is what the councils of the country think should be happening here, will hopefully motivate the government.
You might get a bit of momentum behind it. And Ken, before we finished, I don't know if you want to tell us or not, but what brought you to this?
Well, my hands are somewhat tied for the reasons that I've already mentioned. But I suppose I've heard of cases where people, for instance, loving mothers, the husband gets the nose out of joint when the relationship breaks down. They say, well, I'm going to hurt that woman and I'm going to make sure the kid hates them. And they put stuff into the kid's head. And it's just, it's a despicable thing to do to the kid. And they are the victims for whom we are fighting. Or a man might be accused of, I know of a case where a parent has been accused by his ex-wife of having sexually abused the child, as a result of which he hasn't seen his child now for 2 years. And the irony of the whole thing is the man in question is a principal in a school. So as he said to me recently, you know, every day I have 136 children in my care, but I'm not allowed to see my own. And even though those allegations of sexual abuse have been proven to be false, the day they were proven to be false, a further allegation was made. So the court said, well, we'll have to wait for another 2 years now till we conduct reports to find out whether the second allegation is true. So in the meantime, you can't see your kids again. And this is the whole problem of it. It's guilty until proven innocent when it comes to accusations pertaining to abuse. And many of them are legitimate, of course, too. Let's not undermine that. And very serious.
Morning Show texters, sometimes it's all to do with money. It can be money, I suppose, partly, and there's holding your own or making somebody pay, I suppose, other emotions that come into it. But I'd say money comes in somewhere. Another one, my child is being alienated against me. It's been going on since my marriage broke up 6 years ago. It seriously damaged the relationship between my child and me. And that was a message from a listener there. So, you know, we might have touched on a bigger problem that many people probably didn't know existed.
You mentioned the issue of money there, and, you know, I suppose if you want to find out why any major problem goes on unaddressed, such as this one has been, follow the money. I mean, who, cui bono, the barristers and the lawyers, of course, are making huge sums of money. The judges were barristers and lawyers before they became judges. And if this problem is rectified, well, then the family law court will lose a substantial sum of money from this. But
I'm sure they dispute that they do their job professionally and they deal with what's in front of them.
I'm not saying that they don't. They do, but it unfortunately inflames the parents, and the parents therefore end up. One guy told me that his wife had spent 1.2 million euros on legal fees in an access dispute case, and he asked the judge whether or not that the judge thought that was a good use of the family's funds when that same amount of money would have paid for all the kids to go through secondary school privately, through university, through having a little car to run around in, pay for their accommodation wherever they studied, and still giving them all a deposit for their first apartment. And rather than answer the question, the judge's response was, well, that's just the nature of these things.
Right. Okay, Ken. We'll keep in touch about it, and best of luck with the other remaining councils, and let's see where it goes. Thank you very much indeed
for your time this morning. All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that's Ken Joyce there, spokesperson for the Alienated Children First. And thanks to listeners for texts as well. If you have any more to add, please do at 087 77 11 103.